In a historic move, opposition parties have submitted notices in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha, seeking the removal of Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, marking the first ever removal motion against a sitting CEC in India's constitutional history. This significant development has been made possible with 193 members of parliament signing the notice, comprising 130 from the Lok Sabha and 1963 from the Rajya Sabha. What makes this significant is that the Election Commission of India is one of the foundational institutions of Indian democracy, and when 193 elected representatives formally move to remove its head, it raises fundamental questions about the independence of election administration, the design of the removal mechanism, and what the constitutional framers intended when they created Article 324. The Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar, was appointed under the Chief Election Commissioners and Other Election Commissioners, Appointment, Conditions of Service and Term of Office, Act, 2023, which replaced the Supreme Court-mandated Selection Committee framework. He assumed office after the 2024 general elections and has been at the center of controversy over the conduct of state assembly elections, particularly in West Bengal. The opposition's removal notice rests on three broad charges. First, the special intensive revision of electoral rolls, a process opponents allege was selectively conducted in ways that disenfranchised genuine voters and systematically favoured the ruling party. Second, alleged partisan conduct in the scheduling of elections and handling of model code of conduct complaints. And third, alleged obstruction of investigations into electoral malpractice. The government and the Election Commission have denied each of these allegations. Now, let us turn to the constitutional framework for the removal of the Chief Election Commissioner. The removal of the CEC is governed by Article 324(5) of the Constitution of India, which states that the CEC shall not be removed from office except by an order of the President, following an address by each House of Parliament, passed by a majority of total membership and by not less than 2/3 of members present and voting. These are the same grounds and the same procedure as for the removal of a Supreme Court judge under Article 124(4). The standard of proof required is therefore exceptionally high. The conduct must meet grounds equivalent to proved misbehavior or incapacity as defined for the removal of the highest court's judges. A removal motion alone, even signed by 193 MPs, does not trigger automatic proceedings. The presiding officers of both houses, the Speaker of the Lok Sabha and the Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, must admit the notices before any formal process begins. The Chief Election Commissioners and Other Election Commissioners, Appointment, Conditions of Service and Term of Office, Act, 2023, was itself contested when enacted. Before this law, the Supreme Court in Anoop Baranwal v. Union of India, March 2023, had directed that a three-member selection committee, comprising the Prime Minister, the Leader of the Opposition, and the Chief Justice of India, should select election commissioners until Parliament legislated on the subject. The 2023 Act replaced the Chief Justice with a Cabinet Minister nominated by the Prime Minister, effectively giving the ruling government a structural majority on the selection panel. Critics argued at the time that this diluted the independence of the appointment process. The removal motion now brings that design choice back into sharp focus. But why does this matter? The 193 MP removal notice is almost certain to fail as a practical matter. The ruling coalition holds a majority in the Lok Sabha, and the 2/3 voting threshold in both houses is virtually impossible to meet without cross-party consensus that does not exist. However, the significance lies elsewhere. First, it is the first time in 76 years of India's constitutional democracy that a formal removal process has been initiated against a sitting CEC. The signal sent that Parliament can and will use Article 324(5) changes the political accountability calculus for future incumbents. Second, it reopens the public debate on the 2023 Appointment Act. If the selection process is seen as structurally partisan, the removal process becomes a political tool rather than a constitutional safeguard. This incentivizes further use of the provision by any future opposition. Third, the SIR controversy at the heart of the charges, the allegation that electoral roll revision was used as a tool of voter suppression, is substantively important regardless of the removal outcome. Electoral roll accuracy directly determines who can and cannot vote. Now, let us examine what the Constitution intended. The constitutional design for the CEC's tenure security was deliberate. The Constituent Assembly debates reflect a concern that election administration must be shielded from the patronage of the executive that appoints it. Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, in explaining Article 324, explicitly noted that the CEC's removal by the same difficult process as a Supreme Court judge was intended to make the office functionally independent of the party in power. The present controversy illustrates the tension in that design. The same independence that protects a good CEC from executive pressure also makes it nearly impossible to remove a bad one. The only real corrective is appointment quality, which returns the debate to the 2023 Appointment Act. So, what is the way forward? Three reforms would strengthen the structural integrity of India's election administration. First, restore judicial independence in the appointment process, reinstating the Chief Justice of India on the selection committee, or creating an independent Constitutional Appointments Commission, would reduce the appearance of partisan control. Second, codify the SIR process with statutory timelines, public notice requirements, and grievance redressal, preventing its use as a tool of selective enrollment. Third, create an institutional review mechanism for election commission decisions short of the removal process, a parliamentary standing committee on electoral integrity with investigative powers would provide oversight without the nuclear option of removal. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The removal motion was initiated on 13th March 2026, with a total of 193 MPs signing the notice, comprising 130 from the Lok Sabha and 1963 from the Rajya Sabha. This is the first ever removal motion against a sitting CEC in India. The key charge is the allegation of partisan conduct in the special intensive revision of electoral rolls. The gunning article for the removal of the CEC is Article 324(5) of the Constitution of India, which follows the same procedure as the removal of a Supreme Court judge. The appointment law for the CEC is the Chief Election Commissioners and Other Election Commissioners, Appointment, Conditions of Service and Term of Office, Act, 2023. Before 2023, the Supreme Court had directed a CEJA Inclusive Selection Committee for the appointment of election commissioners. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the key concepts, Article 324(5), Chief Election Commissioner, Election Commission of India, Anoop Baranwal v. Union of India, 2023, CEC Appointment Act 2023, and Special Intensive Revision, SIR. For mains GS2, this topic falls under constitutional bodies and their independence, Election Commission of India, composition, powers, and accountability, removal of constitutional functionaries, and electoral reforms in India. In conclusion, the removal motion against the Chief Election Commissioner has significant implications for India's electoral democracy, highlighting the need for reforms to strengthen the independence and accountability of the Election Commission, and ensuring the integrity of the electoral process.